Oh my god, and I was
passed out by 12.
So
it got to a point where I'm like,
the mayor is getting some stuff done over here, so I'll start the pre-meeting, and we'll just kind of see what's going on, and if anybody has any questions, anything about today's public meeting today, any questions, anything that's out there now, Chris?
No, I'm good.
Nothing? Bob, nothing?
Are you going around the table?
Yeah, I am, just right.
Charlie, anything? Amanda? You're good. Dallas, you have any questions on today's meeting? Do you have any questions about today's meeting or anything on the agenda?
Question?
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about?
I do have a couple of questions.
Okay, all right.
But I'm not sure here's when we talked about them. But the question actually is about Mr. Smith's, you know, that's what I was just asking Mr. Boomer about. In the lease for the parking spaces, you're asking for an easement across the alley.
Dedicated public access. Already,
there's not an easement
required.
Public.
Dedicated public right
away
or
is it? It's actually part of the land swap agreement as well.
Well, I see it in there, but I was concerned about it. So.
The issue is so that it does not. So in the event something would happen at some future date. Because they're going to need that access perpetually in order to access the garage once the garage is renovated.
From Ash. They can get their own access.
Right, so it's actually. Correct. So it'll be an egress, and it'll be an entrance through the alley into the garage, and you exit out of the building. It's going to be a one-way garage.
It's my understanding that we're just bringing the easement over that over the front where a.
No.
Right away. So there's some concern about it. Mm. But then the other question, Phil, was is the way the lease reads for 20 years, but you have a clause where you can give 30 days notice and get out of it. But it's in, like most leases I've seen, where each party has the same time to get out of the lease. We're in for 20 years, you're in for 30 days at this point.
I can't imagine us, really frankly, needing that because we need that property. You know, a little bit of background on it, Dallas, maybe more information than you want to hear. So when we first structured this deal, we bought the old rec center to the north, the rec center. And we ended up taking that down because we needed that parking, but that was not going to be sufficient. So we've had an agreement with the city since 2004, Bill?
Somewhere in there, I think.
Since 2004 to have some places of that because it wasn't enough sufficient off-street parking. It worked out well at the time because that's already free public parking. So it was an opportunity for the city to get a couple of shekels in their pocket and work out with some other business people downtown.
Well, it seemed like an unusual clause for them to get out and bring in and order stuff to 20 years.
Well, currently it's just a that. It is an existing parking lot. It's free public parking all day, so anybody can park there on first come first serve basis. And I think our concern is that we need that parking, so we don't intend to release that parking at any point. Really, but in the event that. It was no longer necessary that you could do this. And if the city needed it back, I'm sure it would have taken the company.
Well, we've had other discussions involving other areas that are similar. And the discussion's always been we don't want to have a city, a dedicated alley or anything tied up where if we needed it, that we would become a difference between a lease and a license in terms of its use.
Right.
So my concern with that is 30-day deal where you can get out, 20 years where we're in. And then another thing I didn't know about the 30-day deal where we have to pay for picking garbage there and trimming the trees and cleaning the snow off. And I didn't know whether we'd get back.
do another leases, and you have that same clause, the 30-day clause, is my understanding, and other leases as well.
We're bound for, till pipe won't be on the planet any longer, I won't have to worry about it.
Correct.
But that is a good point, it was patterned off of similar leases that are downtown currently.
So Dallas, does that answer all your questions?
Kind of. Kind of, that's all I, did go over and look at the garage inside there. Looks like somebody's unearthed Cleopatra's tomb, and it's in there yet.
Maybe it's not on the front page of it.
Other questions on the agenda? Jesse?
Thank you, yeah, I had some questions along that same lines of the contract and the agreement. For 20 years, especially when we're going to, or at least we're planning on just leveling that, turning it into parking, maybe even a parking structure down the road. It's right next to their property. And then we'll be tied in with this for 20 years, as Councilman Laird mentioned. The fact that we can't terminate it bothers me. Let's see here. Oh, also subleasing. I'd be interested to know if they have any other parking spaces downtown that they perhaps rent. During that work session, I can't remember when, but we did ask if what the market rate was for other, you know, places downtown, how much that was and how this compared. We didn't receive that in this packet. It'd be interesting to know. So given that, they can sublease it, potentially make money off of our parking spaces that we're letting them have. And it's also transferable.
Sorry, I can address that super fast.
Great.
The issue is they have commercial tenants in the fire station.
Okay.
And as part of those leases, they guarantee them you get like 2 parking spots or you get 3 parking spots as part of your lease within the building.
Okay.
So they're not going to be subleasing them to like me, who happens to have an office downtown. They're going to be just assigning those parking spaces to their tenant, building tenant. So
okay.
it's that's not the intent.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps or...
Somewhat, but it's just not included in the contract specifically, so that's just my concern, I guess. In addition to that, you can also, you automatically forfeit the lease, or the lease is terminated if you give 8 parking spaces away, or
right.
say that they're no longer needed. And then the fact, you know, if they're subleasing 8 spaces, why does that contract still exist between us and you, I guess?
Well, we're keeping the spaces, the 14 spaces, you mean at any given time for the subleasing. So they're going to, you know, what if their tenants, their tenancy drops in space, and their tenancy rate drops, or if they just no longer have that need for whatever reason, maybe you guys do put up a municipal garage, they no longer have the need for the space, at which point in time, essentially, instead of, basically the 8 spaces limit was put in there to say, you either have to terminate at 8 spaces or below. You can't release less than that, or more than that, excuse me. So you can't have a guaranteed lease for like 2 spaces. You can have a lease for 14, or you can not have a lease. Those are kind of the options for us.
Okay.
I think that was some bill, that was something you kind of crafted in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, jump in, Bill.
Well, there is a clause in the lease that only allows them to assign a parking space to one of their tenants. They cannot sell or let any of their parking spaces to anybody else without the city council's prior written approval. So that, we have a clause in there to protect against that. They want to make sure that their tenants in their building would have a place to park.
Okay.
And also, I think it's important to note that we leased property before under the old parking lease in order to acquire property for the Downtown Development Authority. And in that lease, they have the right to use the property from like 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, which is the same provision that we have in the lease with fire station. So the parking lot then is open to the public after 6 o'clock at night and on weekends. And that's why we're going to maintain it and keep it open. And if you notice, Lot 6 is located to the south of Lot 7. Lot 7 we own, and we use that for access easement for fire trucks, for EMS, as well as trash trucks to get to the alley. Lot 8 is what fire station is leasing, which is on the south side of Lot 7. And so consequently, because both lot six and eight, I'm back up, I got my numbers mixed up. Lot seven is the main access lot that the city owns. Located to the north of that lot is lot six, which is leased under the Wold lease and assigned to the DDA. Lot eight is on the south side of lot seven, which is being leased to fire station. Now, both those leases, they have to be off, they do not have exclusive use after 6 o'clock at night. It's open to the public so we can ensure parking for the downtown station as well as on weekends. And that's why we've agreed to maintain those lots, because all three of those will be used by the public after 6 p.m. and on weekends, if that makes some sense. And all this is a wraparound to the original agreements that helped get the downtown station built in the first place and to make this entire thing work. In the process of developing the downtown station, they needed lot 39, which is owned by fire station, to build one of their buildings on it. In the meantime, we discovered inside of the Plains building was the old city garage with the arches that are the same facade for fire station. So in order to try to maintain a historic structure, we worked out a trade so we could get lot 39 and use it for the downtown station for DDA, and yet fire station could then perpetuate the historic facade on the building. So all this kind of wraps around together and it's all kind of intertwined. But we tried to keep the lease agreement with fire station copacetic with the lease agreement with Wolves. And that one, they're both 20-year leases. Both parties can terminate the lease upon, they can terminate on 30 days notice. The city can't, because both those parties wanted to know if they're going to sell their respective properties that they would have parking for that 20-year period. And so that's why you might think it's lopsided, but there was actually a bargaining negotiated point on this to make it workable for fire station for the city to get lot 39, which was their parking. So that's how all this kind of feeds together and wraps together. If that is, I hope that's some help.
Yeah, to a certain degree, was it taken into consideration with the parking that's going to be built, or at least that's our intention for the Plains building itself, and the need that they actually, I mean, parking should be available off street, on street, and then.
Well, I think, I thought Liz had shown a concept at a work session of the entire development of the downtown area.
Yep.
And in that was where she was showing alternative parking.
Right.
Separate from lot 8 or lot 6, because we really had to use lot 8 and lot 6 to make the whole deal work in order to make the downtown station work. So that was her concept, not mine, but I think it's the planning and zoning's way of trying to address all the parking issues downtown, as well as get the land transfer to work so DDA can get lot 39 to finish the construction of the downtown station.
Well, the only reason I bring it up is if we're going to make the Plains building, level it, and that turns into a parking structure, a parking area for people, then at that point, there's ample parking for their tenants, their customers, everybody,
well,
really, at that point.
Maybe, but then you're open to the public, and you're pulling into a parking lot as the city develops and grows. Maybe you won't have a parking spot for your tenants to use like you'd like to have to keep the integrity of your building. I think, and I'll let Fire Station address that, but I think from their perspective, they own lot 39. And they use that for their parking. They're giving that up. They want to make sure that they have parking for their tenants to make their building a viable commercial building downtown. And if they lose that parking and have to share it with the general public and a big fair happens or an eclipse fest and all the parking is filled up and their tenants can't get in there, I'm answering it.
I know, but I think we understand why.
Well,
yeah, I got it. I just,
his lawyer or our lawyer.
The thing that I have is, if 5 years down the road, if it looks like there's going to be plenty of parking, maybe we have a parking structure now that's built there, and we have a different idea, maybe even 10 years down the road, that we'd like to address that particular area, lot 8 or
right.
7, that whole area, and repurpose it, we're kind of stuck with that, even though there's 30 empty spaces in the parking structure that neighbors this or their lot.
And the only thing I can answer that very quickly is you have the same issue with lot 6. With the Wold lease in order to make the downtown station viable and workable. So that's just how it all worked out. I mean, if you don't like it, then you don't have to vote. You know, it's just...
Right, I'm aware of that. I'm just bringing up my concerns of what I have questions for on today's agenda. And
that's fair.
Also, in addition to that...
Anyway, I just hope that addressed how the negotiations occurred.
It did. Yep. And then in terms of termination, I'd like to interesting, especially with other contracts that we have in tonight's agenda. If they don't pay us, there's nothing that says, you know, it's terminated after 30 days or anything like that on some of the other contracts, and I thought that was interesting, too.
I don't know which ones those are. I'd have to look.
Okay. But I can pull it up quickly. But that's all I have if you want to address anything else.
I had something else, Mayor. In the agreement, Bill, there's two parts. It says FSLP specifically acknowledges that it is aware that the garage contains asbestos, which FLSP agrees it will abate at the sole and separate expense. But then in another part of the agreement, it says, as necessary, the building demolition shall include asbestos abatement at the city's sole cost and expense.
Talking about the building versus the garage, so the Plains building has to be demolished, and the city's responsible for that demolition. The garage and the asbestos abatement on the Plains building, fire station is responsible for the asbestos abatement within the garage.
Not sure it's that clear, but that's what I assumed it was.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're, because when that thing starts getting torn down, I mean, I don't know, does anybody know if there's even asbestos in the garage?
Yes. My understanding is there is.
There was an evaluation done, and there is indeed asbestos.
And it's throughout that whole building.
Basically, it's the coverings and the pipes.
Thank you.
Charlie.
This is an excellent discussion. I think all of this should be replicated on the floor so the public can know all of the questions and all of the information that's provided. So be sure to cover all of this.
Anything else before I give you a few minutes to relax?
Yeah, just finding that other area. So for the 19th hole, for example, there's a page and a half on you know, terminating the lease, and then there's also a specific section, you know, should they default or not pay, or 30 days have lapsed after the specified day in which they are to pay the city of Casper. And there's, like I said, there's no mention of it here. We're hearing behind us from the fire station, it's all in good nature, but it's not specifically in the contract. And I just find that odd that we put it in other contracts, but specifically it's left out of this one.
It is. It's in section 9 that if we don't pay, we have 30 days.
Under termination or
under
is it just default. In a different? Okay.
It's under a section.
There's perfect. A separate default section.
Thank
correct.
That's all I
have. Is that it?
I think there might be a difference between what we're doing. The golf course lease, we get a monthly payment. This is, the money's going to change hands at closing.
For every year?
No,
so they're going to pay 20 years
the rent is monthly.
Because that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lease, the rent is monthly. The money, the $15,500 at closing is for the land swap.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else, folks? Chris, the little pinwheels at your table are my way of sticking it to you guys for Alzheimer's. So, if you give me $10, I'll take your flower back.
I want it, though.
If you want to keep it, I need $20. And so, people can actually pay the $20 and have me deliver a flower to somebody's yard. So, cool. Dallas, you specifically got a flower from Randy Hall. I think he said, game on, bring it on, or something like that. So I'll just pass down kind of what the sheet looks like. You don't have to do it.
Sandy's wondering if he can get an excuse for not being here tonight. He'll be excused from the meeting.
Who?
Sandy.
Oh, whatever you want.
He wanted to come, but he had other things to do.
Enjoy the summer evening.
The color signifies something different. Blue means you have Alzheimer's. I just put them on the table. So yellow means you're supporting or caring for someone with dementia. Purple means you've lost somebody. And orange means you support the cause, just so you know. So let me know if you want me to put it in anybody's yard and torture them. And all my spare time.
someplace else.
It's 20 to put it somewhere else, so.
Oh, I see.
You want me just to take it back? Okay.
That's my allowance.
Your yellow one back.
Here, give me Bob. Give me Bob.
Do you guys want receipts for your tax donations?
I think I can tell.
Okay, I had an envelope here.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
It's all this week. All kinds of fun course.
Very excited.
Going out there.
You're going to go face the music, right?
10 minutes, really?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe there's some people out there I can talk to, conversate with.
Cry when she sees this.
Did you watch fireworks last night?
No, we didn't go late.
Yeah, no, and I.
No wind, too hot. How about you guys? You go there?
No, we went to this band concert. Lorraine Hall's band music and John Jones.
Absolutely. We thought about that too. We thought the same rest.
It was actually very nice there.
Oh, we can take
off.
For fishing or
getting along.
We're heading up to Green Mountain.
Hey,
Friday morning. The campground up there.
Gotta have a clean workspace.
Pathfinder's there.
Get up on Castle Mountain.
Are you guys going to be around for that USM?
I'm going to talk to Lorraine about that. I wish I'd fly out the next morning, so I think I can.
Hey Arno, how's it going?
Pretty good. How's
good.
For it?
Wonderful.
I was wondering who is
my
too bad to say. We just talked about it.
Sorry, I'm
gonna get it. Is it? It's more than just
counseling. Aside from that, you can take it out. I don't really care now.
How are you doing?
How
are
you
doing? And I poured it.
Sure.
And it's just, I think, is it a trait?
Yeah.
We probably have an award somewhere.
Oh, anyway.
You know, Jen.
Background's been a while.
How you doing?
Because are you starting
nice to see you. Congratulations on
that. Cool deal.
Absolutely.
I gotta have some semblance of making sure that you're doing what I want. Do you need a